it could be that younger oncologists somehow may be more vulnerable to burnout. I say this for two reasons. First, they grow up in medical school with a curriculum putting much more emphasis on empathy, responding to psychosocial concerns of patients, or addressing issues of death and dying than the generation before. So that may make them more exposed to the patient suffering, which may be satisfactory if they have an impact, but which may also let them feel hopeless and helpless if they have no impact on the patient suffering. So it might be that they are more sensitive to vulnerable patients, which makes themselves more suffering. That may be one explanation. The other thing which I'm more concerned is, and which we know, it seems that burnout is raising, the prevalence is raising over the decades, because there were already some investigations in the 90s, and they had lower prevalence rates than you mentioned in this study. And I think for that there are also reasons to explain this. So there may be different reasons. One might be the constant exposure to loss, death, dying, suffering. Of course, other medical disciplines have that also, but it is still in oncology very prevalent. And the second point might also be that sometimes oncologists may feel like on a roller coaster, because on the one side, they are very powerful, curing cancer, and on the other side, they are sometimes quite powerless because they can only assist how disease is progressing. And you may also imagine that maybe some of the oncologists were very attracted to this domain because there is much of power and techniques in it. And then they discover a field where there is power, but there is also a lot of powerless, complete powerless. So it might be that compared to other disciplines, oncologists might be more exposed to burnout. Absolutely. I think that's like with other very sensitive themes in society, it has first to be addressed. Think about child abuse, or think about substance abuse. As long as there is like a denial around it, things will not ameliorate. So I think that's a very interesting and good first step. I think there are some offers for the inner life of the physician, like I said, supervision, Balint groups. I think liaison psychiatrists or psycho-oncologists, they can help with that. It's more difficult on the healthcare context, on the society context, on the expectation of the society, on the media coverage of any medical error. You know, this whole atmosphere, it may be a little bit more difficult, but it's up to the hospital manager they don't only have to put constraints on the physician, they're also there to bring solutions, you know, like less pressure about administrative duties, less pressure about efficacy, more space and time for younger physicians, all these kind of measures they have to introduce. They introduced also all the other measures which we have now, which we are in a kind of constant war and battle. So they now have to help us to slow down a little bit. They have accelerated the whole healthcare context. Now they have to help us to decelerate it. One of the core symptoms of burnout, that is a kind of feeling depersonalized, that means you feel like a machine, or you feel like working in a film but not in the real world. So these oncologists who are burnout, they are very detached, and they treat patients probably more like object than like subject. So patients feel when somebody is detached, and I think it brings a whole kind of cold atmosphere between oncologists and the patients, and both are suffering from them.